The Gospel of Luke says, Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 6, we read, And thou, Bethlehem, out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel, referring to Jesus. In the passage that we're going to study this afternoon, Pilate, the governor of the small Roman province of Judea, is going to stand in front of Jesus Christ, who is the governor of the universe. And so, in this passage, the governor is going to meet God. I would like for you to take your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 18. The Gospel of John, chapter 18. I will begin reading at verse 28. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate, who is the governor of Judea, then went out to them and said, What accusation do you bring against this man, referring to Jesus? They answered and said to him, If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you. Then Pilate said to them, Then you take him and judge him according to your law. The Jews said to him, It's not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Meaning, they did not have the authority to have people crucified. So the death that Jesus is going to die is by crucifixion. And they want to see Jesus put to death. The scripture then says, Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, and he called Jesus. And he said to him, Are you the king of the Jews? Interesting. Pilate has a question for Jesus. I would like to know. I want to know who you are. He had heard all about him, the miracles he'd performed and all the rest. Now he is face to face with Jesus Christ. Who are you? Are you the king of the Jews? Are you the Messiah that they're talking about that is supposed to come? So Pilate had a question for Jesus. By the way, if you could have a conversation with Jesus Christ, what would you ask him? Let me ask you this question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I hope you know that our church does not believe that our church gets people to heaven. We do not believe even that partaking of these elements, as sacred as this is, that doesn't get people into heaven. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into this world, and he died on the cross and paid for our sins so that we, if we accept that payment, have an entrance into heaven. Our sins are forgiven. So Pilate had a question for Jesus. The interesting thing is, then Jesus asked Pilate a question about his question. Notice, if you will, verse 34. Jesus answered him, Are you speaking for yourself about this, or does somebody else tell you this concerning me? In other words, Jesus said to Pilate, Is that your own idea about me being the King of the Jews, the Messiah? Or did somebody else suggest that to you? And out of this question and answer, we're going to learn some things, because Jesus now is going to answer his question, and he's going to explain who he is, and he's going to explain where he came from and why he came here. So Pilate wants to know, are you the King of the Jews? That means a king has a kingdom. Do you have a kingdom? And you're the King of the Jews, the Messiah, who has this kingdom somewhere? And Jesus now will answer that. And he says, first, verse 36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. But notice, he does have a kingdom. So he just answered it. Yes, I have a kingdom. There is a world beyond this one, Pilate. The question is, do you know for sure you're going there? I have a kingdom. I remember three other passages of Scripture where it mentions about the kingdom. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You say, what does that mean? Only those who realize they are spiritually in poverty will go to heaven. We have to realize that we are dying physically as a visible evidence of the fact that we are all sinners. I mean, let's face it. Look around the world. All the pain, suffering, disease, death. Something's wrong. Something has happened. The Bible explains it to us. And that's why Jesus came. Because of our condition, we are sinners. And then listen to John 3, verse 3. When this man came to Jesus and asked him a question, this man, Nicodemus, said, I'd like to know how to go to heaven when I die. Jesus said, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. What did Jesus say? You have to be born again. That simply means, in our first birth is physical. What Jesus is saying is, you have to be born a second time, spiritually, to understand who you are, a sinner, and that Christ died for you, and he can save us. So if we're only born once, physically, we will die twice, physically and spiritually. But if we're born twice, we will only die once, physically. So when I die, I'm still alive. I will be absent from my body and present with the Lord, because I have already been born the second time. And then 2 Peter says, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Listen to this. Into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heaven, that kingdom, that other world, is everlasting. It is forever. We will forever be with God. We will be forever brought back in fellowship with those who have died and gone on before us. Yes, my dad, at age 48, suddenly went to be with the Lord. I knew, as painful as it was, when I stood at his grave, I knew he was not in there. He was already in the presence of the Lord in that everlasting kingdom. I'll see my dad again. And you'll see your loved one again if you know for sure that you're saved, if you're born again. So Jesus answers Pilate, yeah, I have a kingdom. Then he says, number two, verse 36 again, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. What did he just say? He just said, but my kingdom is not from here. Jesus said, I am not an earthly king. If I was an earthly king, my followers would fight. When they arrest me and try to kill me, my soldiers would fight. But my kingdom isn't of this world. My kingdom is a spiritual one, which is not expanded or defended by military might. It's a spiritual kingdom, and you get into it through a spiritual birth, and you live forever in a spiritual world. My kingdom is not of this world, he said. And then third, he says, I came to this world from that kingdom. Verse 37. Pilate said to him, are you a king then? Jesus answered, you say rightly, yes, I am. I am a king. You're right, Pilate. I am. And Jesus answered, you say rightly that I'm a king, for this cause was I born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth will hear my voice. Notice what he said, for this cause was I born. That's, where was he born? Bethlehem. That's his humanity. He said, I was born in Bethlehem. But notice his deity. He says, for this cause was I born, and for this cause I have come into the world, meaning he existed before he was born here. Jesus Christ is God, who came into this world through the supernatural birth, through the virgin birth, we call it. He did not have an earthly father because he already existed before he came to Bethlehem into the Virgin Mary's womb. He said, I came from my kingdom to this world. So this question. So how do we know that what Jesus says is really true? And here's the answer. This Sunday, we are going to celebrate his resurrection from the grave. The resurrection proves the deity of Jesus Christ, and that when he said on the cross he was dying for our sins, he really did die for our sins on the cross. He proved it by his resurrection. If he hadn't come out of the grave, we would never know. But he proved it. And he is going to explain this to us in another passage. Would you turn back a few chapters to the Gospel of John, chapter 10? Listen to what he says about his resurrection, John 10. I submit to you that the greatest miracle our Lord ever performed when he was here on earth was his own resurrection. Do you remember? There were times when Jesus spoke and he resurrected other people from the dead. Do you remember Lazarus? He died, and he'd been dead for days. And Jesus came and he spoke and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus got up from the dead and was alive and lived the rest of his life. Jesus resurrected him. He also resurrected Jairus' daughter. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a little different than those. I have three thoughts. Jesus predicted his own resurrection. Look at verse 17 of John. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. Jesus said, I'm going to lay down my life and I'm going to take it again, meaning I'm going to come back from the grave. If you study Scripture, there's a lot of reasons to believe that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God, the Messiah, who's our Savior. Many reasons. He foretold the time, the place, the people involved, and all the details, including the specific way that he would rise again. Listen to Jesus speaking in Matthew 16. From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples. He said, I have to go to Jerusalem, and I will suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and I will be killed. But on the third day, I will come back to life. He said that before it ever happened. Now, that gives a lot of credibility, particularly when he died today, if you will, Good Friday. But he said he would come back to life on Sunday, and he did. So first, Jesus predicted his own resurrection. Second, Jesus was raised never to die again. All the others that were resurrected eventually died again. Lazarus eventually died again. And Jairus' daughter and others in Scripture. But 1 Corinthians 15 says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. He is the first one to come back from the life, from the dead, back to life, never to die again. So his resurrection was different. He was raised, never to die again. And third, now think about this one. He raised himself from the dead while he was dead. Look at John 10, verse 18. This is underlined in red in my Bible. No one takes my life from me. I am laying it down by myself. In other words, I'm doing it voluntarily. I have the power to lay it down. That's to die. But get this. I have power to take it again. I have the ability to not only lay my life on the cross. So from God's perspective, no one put Jesus to death. Oh, that was the human side. He came for that purpose. And he laid down his life on that cross for you and for me. And then he said, I have the power to resurrect myself from the dead when I am dead. And nobody can do that but God. Wow. I have one more passage. I'd like for you to turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, concerning this kingdom. Luke chapter 23, I'm going to read to you verses 39 through 43. Luke 23, verse 39. Then one of the criminals who were hanged or crucified blasphemed Jesus. If you're the Christ, why don't you save yourself and us? But get this. But the other, answering, apparently while hanging on the cross, turned to this other man and said, rebuked him, and said, do you not even fear God, knowing that you're under the same condemnation? We're going to die. And we indeed justly.